Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. Let's head to Elkhorn. Melody Judge is the office manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. Thank you so much for being with us, Melody.
Thank you so much for wanting to know all about Walworth County Fairgrounds and our events here.
Hey, so before we get to a couple really cool events, let me ask you a general question. When you think about Walworth County Fairgrounds, the fair, the space, what makes it so special?
The memories that people create when they attend the events here. It's truly a special place, and the history here is amazing. Been here since 1849. This is going to be our 176th Walworth County Fair this year.
Wow.
So it's just the memories that people create when they attend our events. It's truly amazing to see everybody come together.
I love it. That's absolutely so super cool. The fair comes up a little bit later on this year. Let's talk about a couple really cool things that are going to be at the fairgrounds. I mean, these are some of the marquee events in our state that take place. Let's start with Elkhorn Rib Fest, because that's just a few weeks away. Tell us about Rib Fest.
Rib Fest is in its ninth year. I cannot believe that for number one. But Rib Fest, Elkhorn Rib Fest, has easily become Wisconsin's largest barbecue festival. Mm-hmm. And we attract thousands of people, at least 100,000 people over the course of 5 days. It started out as a three-day event and has grown to 5 days. It starts July 9th through the 13th. And the thing about this, that barbecue pros, they're called pit masters, come across the U.S. We even have one from Australia that comes in.
Wow.
And yeah, in this competition. And it also makes it very, very special that we have backyard barbecuers that come in also. You know, you always think like you may have the best barbecue on the block, or your family's like, you should start a business. You should do this.
Right.
Well, we give them a chance, and we actually have regular barbecue judges come in for this that are certified and judge these backyard barbecue rib competitors. So that's what makes it so special as well. But we have 14, getting back to the pros this year, we have 14 pros coming in and just vying for grand champion, best sauce, and people's choice. So you have 5 days to come on out. If you don't really know where Elkhorn, Wisconsin is, just you can smell the barbecue sauce. You can smell it. So come on out. Free parking and free admission. Number one, just there's nothing like it here in Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
It is super cool. It's family friendly. It's an incredible 5 days. For more information, it's WisconsinRibFest.com, WisconsinRibFest.com. Put it on your list of things to do in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be awesome. I want to ask you about Neon Nights. Can I ask you about Neon Nights? This is so cool. This is a big deal. It's also at the fairgrounds. Tell us about Neon Nights Wisconsin. What is this?
Neon Nights Wisconsin, we have partnered with Neon Nights Ohio, and we have truly embraced this music festival from 90s country music stars.
Wow.
This year, it's on August 1st and 2nd, and make sure I get my dates right on that. Yes, August 1st and 2nd, Neon Nights. We have Travis Tritt on Friday night.
Wow.
We have Lone Star, and Neil McCoy opens up the show.
Oh, that's cool.
And on Saturday, I know, Gary Allen, Gretchen Wilson, and I can't announce another artist. That announcement is coming soon.
Oh,
but
fun.
People are going to be amazed. But it truly is, you know, like the music that so many people listened to growing up and making a huge comeback. So Neon Nights Music Festival right here on the fairgrounds. And what makes it really extra special is not only do we have the fairgrounds, but we also have an equestrian center and also a campgrounds.
Cool.
So you can also purchase your tickets and stay right on site.
So people can camp. They can go back to where they're camping in between the acts. Is that right? They can just kind of hang out?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
right?
That's fun.
Yes.
That is so fun.
I know. We have vendors on site. Yeah, it is. It's a truly, really, it's in the second year and growing. And we're just really excited to bring this top-notch entertainment that we all grew up with, you know, like Travis Tritt,
yes,
Gary Allen, and more. So it is a great event to come on out to.
Is there food and drink? Is everything you need right there?
Oh, gosh, yes. It wouldn't be a festival without drinking and food. Food vendors galore. Pick up a cowboy hat, pick up your merch, and, you know, if you don't have anything to wear, don't worry. We have you covered right here.
I love what you said, too, earlier. It's about memories. These are entertainers that they take you back to high school or college or wherever you were,
yes,
and you just feel like you're there. It's going to be so much fun.
It truly is a great experience.
That website is neonnightswi.com. I was just on the website. It's beautiful. There's a frequently asked question tab. Everything you need is right there. Melody Judge is the office manager of Walworth County Fairgrounds. Great stuff. Melody, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a great day as well. You know, not a lot of people think about beach getaways in Wisconsin, but we've got some great ones. Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, with us up next on Experience Wisconsin.